Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, trimradio.com. Any way you look at it, it's Trim Radio, and we go all over the world. And I've got listeners in Myanmar, in South Africa, in India, a whole bunch of other places. So, hopefully, all the information that we have here pertain to you too. And hopefully we can save you some money. So welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And we've got a lot of information. I've got a lot of information on SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Program. And we're going to go over some of that too and some of the problems that we're having due to politics. Well, anyhow, let's see here. We've got to talk about a few people first before we get going. Because if we don't, we're in trouble. And one of them is Trim Radio, because they help carry the show, and I appreciate it. And I've been with Trim Radio for quite a while, and I enjoy everybody that I work with, and we have a good time on the show. I do two shows a week. One is My World on Wednesdays, and Money and Change every Sunday, but we've got more shows than that. Anyhow, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show, and of course, we also have our leaders, and I had those listed on the page, but it slipped. So we have to do that. We always have to talk about our fearless leaders. We've got Michael Bejas, founder and CEO, and he's responsible for the overall vision, mission, and leadership and performance of the entire company. He's a good guy. Trust me. We have Raskala Stefan, and he just got back from Egypt. He took a trip to Egypt, which was great. And he's responsible for day-to-day operational management and the network. And he's a good computer guru. Okay, Michael Bejas builds them, but Raskala Stefan fixes them. And he does a good job, too. I guess I'm the chief relationship officer, whatever that is. I don't know what a CRO is. Well, we'll figure that one out. Anyhow, then we've got Victoria Smith, the Chief Marketing Officer, responsible for all marketing activities and brand development, and she does a great job. She also has her own show. Actually, all four of us do, and we have a good time. Now, hey, if you want to get a hold of Trim Radio, all you have to do is click on this little red dot, and it has a page that comes up, and it says, we're here to help you with your podcast and your network, everything else. Put your name, phone number. I don't care if it's cell phone or your home phone, but we want to be able to get a hold of you. Also, tell us what you want to do. Do you want to have your own show? All you have to do is type in where it says, I want to know more about doing my own show, the equipment I need to have, which is minimal, and send it to us. And you get an immediate response, and then somebody will get back with you live very quickly. Okay, so that's how you get in touch with us. And if you want to join my Money and Change Facebook group, all you have to do is just go ahead and put that in there. I want to join Stu's Facebook group. And the message will get to me, and I'll go ahead and add you. But make sure you have your name and your email address. It's very important. And also that you're on Facebook. Okay. Wow, what are the shows we've got? We've got Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. I will only be playing two concerts this year. And so that will be in the Christmas season. And I will announce those in advance, and you'll have replays. And other shows will be in past shows will be in there. I call them encore editions. We also have Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bayhouse. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday at 8 p.m. We've got the national, or the natural, not national, getting tongue-tied today. It's been a crazy day. The Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith, fantastic marketing person. And I'll tell you what, if your club, your company, whatever, if you need marketing advice, she's the one to go to. Contact her, okay? Also, we've got Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bayhouse and friends. We also have the Positude Podcast, Adventure Waits Around the Bend, Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. Those are on Saturday in the afternoon. And then we have the Red Pill Reality Show every Saturday night at 9 p.m. until midnight. And you can get our past shows just by going to our vault. And that's easy. Just follow us on the websites. And you'll get it. Also, we've got three more spaces to fill, and we're doing that. We have one person that I know personally is going to be doing a show soon, and she may be on with me Wednesday night with My World, and we're making arrangements to get that done. And also, we have two more shows coming in, but if you want to do your own show right here on the Trim Radio Network, contact us, let us know. And we'll be glad to add you to our group. Wow. Anyhow, that's the shows. Okay, that's the lineup. Now, what about my Money and Change Facebook page? Yeah, we have it. And guess what? I've got all the articles listed that I'm going to cover tonight, or try to cover tonight. And if I don't get to all of them, guess what? You can go to my post on my Facebook page. It's easy. If you want to join, just let us know. We'll get you in the group. But we have a lot of stuff right here on our Money and Change / Financially Prepped Facebook page. And we do have a lot of people that watch the show. Now, also, what you need to do too is take a look at some of the videos we put. Okay? Your job is gone. Okay? Watch that one. That was, I just put that up yesterday. The Breaking Point with Rachel, okay, the Patriot Nurse. Check her out. And then we go on to Boots on the Ground with Dave. And I'll tell you what, Dave is something else. Dave Kobler. I've known him for almost 16 years. Fantastic guy. And he's good to talk to. Has a lot of good ideas and stuff, but he's pretty busy right now. How about mass layoffs? Yeah, it's happening. So watch the video there. And, you know, I also post tonight's show. It will be posted as soon as it goes up to YouTube, and I will put it on the Facebook page so you can follow along, okay? Now, anytime that you need to know what we have as far as our comment section, if you take a look at everything, we're going to talk about the U.S. debt clock and SNAP and all the problems with that and other issues. All you have to do is just click on these links and you'll get all the information there, because I only have an hour to do with the show, and I probably have an hour and a half's worth of material, and it's important. I think you need to get informed with it. Also, we have Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. His Facebook page is listed back here. All you have to do is click on that. It takes you to his page on Facebook, and here it is, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Okay, so you want to check his page out. Wow, let's get into it here. You know, I always talk about the debt clock, and this is supposedly real-time information. Pardon for my drinking. I've got a very dry, raspy kind of voice today, and water is about the only thing I drink. So I have to wet my whistle once in a while. But anyhow, with the U.S. debt clock, if you take a look at it, the U.S. debt clock right now is at $38,065,050,000,000 and climbing. It's going to be 51 here shortly. There it goes. And the debt per citizen is $110,737. The debt per taxpayer is $327. $1,508. Gee, we're in that much of debt. But gee, we're only taking in $5,269,649,000 and climbing. We've way overspent, not just this year, but in the past. And we have to work that down to where we don't pay anything other than a balanced budget. We have to have a balanced budget. We don't need to be in debt like we are right now. A lot of spending that shouldn't have been done. Congress likes to spend money like drunken sailors, only I got to apologize to drunken sailors because they know when to quit because they run out of money, okay? You know, we're spending, according to this, $7 trillion plus. We're only taking in $5.2 trillion. What does that tell you? It's kind of scary, isn't it? But you can check this out at usdebtclock.org. It's free to get your information, and there's a lot more information on that page. And it even breaks it down by state. It's amazing, all the data that's here. So you can check that out. Wow. A big shout out we have to give to the University of Finley. I always do that. The football team is rated 11th in the nation, NCAA Division II, and perfect schedule. And so they have one more game to go, I guess, before they get into playoffs. And I'll tell you what, they have a good team. So check them out. Also, there's, of course, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. You want to check them out. And remember that My World will be on this Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And we'll be having a guest, if I can get it arranged. Also, look on YouTube. Always check out Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. And great people. I've met them before, and they're good people. And also we have Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler. I've mentioned him. Dave is a down-to-earth guy, lives in South Carolina. Basically, he could spit over the mountain and be in North Carolina. And also we have Southern Prepper 1, who talked about a preacher at nurse with Rachel. And she talks about a lot of different subjects. And she's really good on health care. And she was a nurse, a psychiatric nurse, and an emergency room nurse, and so forth for years. So you want to check her show out. And we also have Prepper Princess with Amber Stork, self-made millionaires, and she knows how to live frugally, and that's how she made her money. So check her out, Prepper Princess. Very good things to remember. Also, Dave Gilmore. I always talk about GMRS radios. Okay. Yeah, you've heard it show after show after show that I do because I swear by these things. I actually have a license good for 10 years, $35, covers everybody in my family. Okay. It covers mom, dad, sister, brothers, grandparents. Okay. They can use that license as long as they behave by the rules. But this radio is an Ocean 935G Plus, and it has a Nagoya 771G antenna. Why? Because it's a darn good antenna. With that, I can talk to Dayton, Ohio, which is 35 miles away, to a repeater, and I can go out 90 miles beyond that. You get to meet a lot of different people. But when the communication goes down, what you need to do is to have one of these radios. Because your cell phone's not going to work, the landline's not going to work, TV's not going to work, but these will, and you can communicate, okay? You can set up your own little communication group if you want, your own hub, have friends. Everybody's got to have friends, but it's a good thing to have, okay? Also, there's Colby with the Max, M-A-C-S, and he has some really good shows. I follow him a lot. And sometimes I might present stuff on my show and he picks it up. He'll put it on his show. Coincidence? Probably. But we're looking at the same thing. And he's down in Mississippi. Oh, gee whiz, we've got other people we need to talk to because they're good people. Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove. Boy, those guys are something else. And they teach you how to farm and do everything else. That's Danny and Wanda King. Great people. I've corresponded with them. I mean, salt of the earth people. I'd love to have all these people that I talked about as my neighbors. Okay. Good people, or else I wouldn't recommend them. What else do we have to go on besides the U.S. debt clock? Ah, the big thing is going to be SNAP. You know, as of November 1st, SNAP benefits are not being paid out. And a lot of things are happening. And the state governments are trying to say, okay, maybe we can provide funds, which they have here in Ohio, towards SNAP. And so people get their food benefits. And a lot of people, you know, the labor market is not that good. And some companies are laying people off. And when they start doing that, then what are you going to live on? Okay, unemployment. Are we going to have that with the government shut down? It's all due to politicians. One side says, yeah, we're voting for money back to the people for SNAP and all Social Security and everything else. And the other side says, no, you have to give some of the money to illegals, people that don't deserve the money, but we want them to have the money. I question that. And I'm not really not going to get into the politics of things. But if people need help with food and they're legal citizens, then that's part of the government's responsibility. It's also the responsibility of those people to find a job too. And some people are working two and three jobs just to make ends meet, plus raising a family. It's a difficult time out there. And if you need to go back and get extra job training, there are programs for that too. But there are 42 million people, according to the report that came out in Zero Hedge, that need food benefits. They have to feed their family. They may not be working, but they have to eat. So the article that came out said, amid furious debate over the government shutdown and incoming freeze of SNAP food benefits, one important factor is often overlooked. Why are 42 million Americans, a number larger than the entire population of Canada, dependent on government-subsidized groceries? Isn't it a time bomb waiting to explode? You know, and originally, you know, we got through the Great Depression and you had temporary food stamps and so forth through the 50s. And they were limited in scale. And it wasn't until LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, Great Society Project in 1964, and that's when I was in high school, the food stamps slowly became a permanent mainstay of American life. By 1969, food benefits were in full swing. But yet, there was only like 1.4% of the population used them. And there were very strict eligibility requirements. And candidates had to have a gross income below a poverty line. And their liquid assets, including their vehicles, had to have limited value. And they had to put some of their own money into a portion of some of the stamps in order to get bonus stamps. Things were tough. And they're tough now with 42 million people needing help. And food banks are running low. Cincinnati Food Bank is running low and they're asking for more donations. Locally, we have two food banks in our county and, you know, it's tight. And remember, I told people in years past, prepare, always prep. And I said, pay down your debt, get out of debt. If you have to take another job to pay down your debt, then you have to do it. But pay down that debt. Put some money aside, emergency funds. I mean, just this last week, I had to use my emergency fund. Why? Because I had a problem with my car that I had to take it into the shop and get it fixed, and it cost me $1,100. That's a lot. But luckily, I have an emergency fund where I can pay for stuff like that. So you have to create that fund. And I don't care if you have to save $5 a week, $10 a week, $20, whatever you can put into a fund where you don't touch it. It's only for emergency purposes. Who knows? You may have to end up going to the emergency room and you may have to end up getting a bill for that. Your car might break down. You might get a hole in the roof and you need to get it repaired. A lot of different things. So that's why that emergency fund is a must. You have to budget your money to do that. Okay, so we said get out of debt, pay down your debt, put some money aside for that emergency fund, buy some long-term food, whether it's freeze-dried, MREs, those are expensive, but freeze-dried or canned goods. A lot of things that you can do. If you need to, you could check out the LDS, Latter-day Saints, or the Mormons, have their own website, and they have pantries. And you can check with them, and you can buy canned goods. I mean, number 10 cans, the big cans of dried vegetables and fruits and so forth. I'll tell you what, it's a good deal. You have to find out where their locations are, where they operate the sales, okay? So we've got pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy long-term food, make sure you have your medications. If you're a diabetic, you have to make sure that you have your medications. If you have other ailments and you need medications, make sure that you have them. If you can get extra, that's fine. Just make sure that you have medications. Make sure you have a really good first aid kit. And you know, here in Ohio, it's getting to be cold weather. And with cold weather, you have to make sure that your furnace is working. Make sure that your furnace filters are changed. Make sure that you have maybe a humidifier in your house. Make sure that everything works. Also, make sure you have the right clothing for the season. Right now, it's getting cold. Today, it was, I believe, 47 degrees in the morning, and it went up to about 52. And it's going to get colder tomorrow. So make sure you have the right clothing. Also, make sure you have those blue tarps. You can get them at Walmart. You can get them at Home Depot, Lowe's, a lot of different places. They're inexpensive. But if I were you, I'd make sure you have three or four of them. Why? Well, a hole in the roof, blue tarp goes on. You break a window, you can use that blue tarp to seal that window up temporarily. You can even use that blue tarp to scrape your leaves off this ground and then cart them out to the street or wherever you dispose of them. You can even make a tent out of that leaf, or not out of the leaves. Well, you could, but you wouldn't want to, all the bugs. But you could take that blue tarp and make a tent out of it for survival. You could even use it to collect water. I mean, a lot of different uses, but make sure you have a blue tarp. As for me, I think I've got three. And who knows, I may buy some more. Everybody has to prep, because if not, and times go tough on us, if you're not prepared, the government's not going to be able to help you, and the local food bank and so forth, they can only go so far. I just listened to a video from a friend of mine that has a local food bank, and times are tough. And they have to make sure that all their food is within date and so forth. A lot of people say, well, canned goods are only good for the date that's on the can. No, they're good for maybe 5 years more or longer, as long as it's not bulging or they don't have dents in the can. And I learned that from other preppers. I'm not necessarily a prepper, but I do want to have enough for at least a month or 2 months food supply so that if things go bad, at least I've got something to eat. So those are just some of the things that you have to look at. But 42 million Americans relying on SNAP benefits, man, I'll tell you what, it's tough out there. And it's going to get tougher. I have a feeling that, God forbid, December is going to be a rough month. Maybe January of 26. I don't know. I can't prognosticate in advance. It's a gut feeling. What else is going on? SNAP judge? Oh, yeah, this came out as of November 1st. And these judges got together. I think there were two judges. And I'm trying to get the page to line up here without the big picture. But anyhow, the judges ordered Trump administration to use emergency funds for food assistance. Two judges stepped over the federal government suspension of food aid benefits for tens of millions of Americans to end. It was supposed to end November 1st, which it did. This is right now, it's November 2nd. Did I see a big rush of people yesterday going to Walmart to load up on food? No more than normal. And you just have to look at things and determine what's going to happen. Check with your state government, because here in Ohio, Governor DeWine is freeing up state funds through Jobs and Family Services to supply SNAP foods in an emergency. And probably other states are doing that too. But you take a look at things, and National Guard troops in California were deployed to support food pantries as millions of Americans braced for the end of the SNAP funding during the government shutdown. And again, the politicians have to agree to get their act together and work for the people, not for themselves. One side says, they've said in the past, we've been voting for SNAP continuation and continuation of government, and the other side isn't. And they're stonewalling. And meanwhile, people have to eat. So anyhow, on Friday, U.S. District Judge John McConnell of Rhode Island said that he announced that he would order the U.S. Department of Agriculture to distribute a pool of contingency funds as soon as possible. And then minutes before that, Boston U.S. District Judge Indira Talwani ruled that the U.S. government must announce by November 3rd whether they would authorize at least partial funding for the program using around $6 billion in contingency funds. And if so, when will they do it? It's all going to come down to law. Who has the right for what? The judges can order things, but if it's contrary to law that's on the books, there's a problem there, and people will stall and everything else. So one claim was Democrats have spent a month playing with people's livelihoods because their far left wing of their party won't let them accept clean, nonpartisan continuing resolutions. And if they want to prevent damage from their shutdown, they can end their shutdown. Yeah, all they have to do is vote. They need, I guess, three more people, or maybe four more people in Congress, in the Senate specifically, to vote for the continuing resolution. I don't know why people are causing people food problems. Everybody's got to eat. And legal citizens have the right to SNAP. Supplemental nutrition benefits, okay? What else is going on? Oh, Benny Johnson, Snap Fix. Now, he came up with one. I saw this today, and I looked at it, and I thought, hey, now this is reasonable. And federal judges, you know, ruled Friday that the Trump administration must use emergency contingency funds. Yeah, we talked about that. It's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP, and payments for, you know, 42 million people. Well, guess what? The Senate is scheduled to vote, but are they going to finish it up? You know, and we're looking at charts here and who needs what. But anyhow, Benny Johnson came up with one, and he's telling Rob Finnerty, who's with Newsmax, that tens of millions of Americans were willing to stand in line for an experimental COVID vaccine. They can just stand in line to reapply for food stamps. And my thought is shut it all down, force everyone to reapply with American citizenship. That's the key. You can reapply if you're an American citizen. Crack down on what is available on those programs. Take all the junk food off. No more pop, snacks, things like that. And you'll see the number of people applying for these programs collapse. Force them to cook their own food. Force them to cook their own food. Well, Finnerty responded back. He said they forced people like sheep to get in line to take vaccines. And within 2 months, something like 67% of the country was vaccinated. Hundreds of millions of people in a short amount of time. You have to do the same thing here, he added. You're talking about 42 million and you can federalize it. Don't leave it up to the states. Well, can the feds mandate it? You know, a lot of questions. So a vetting process for SNAP, it was written in the article, can crack down on claims of widespread fraud and root out illegal aliens who are a net drain on the nation. If you're a citizen of a country, then you're entitled to those rights. And they shouldn't be withheld. And if you have to stand in line to reapply, I imagine you would have to show a valid driver's license and maybe some other form of ID. But it could happen, and it could be done at different sites around the country. I mean, you could probably even do it at your public library for that matter. I don't know. But it's an idea. But people have to eat. Where U.S. families are the most strained by debt. I mean, everybody's got to have debt, except there are some of us that don't have any debt because we paid our debt down and paid it off and put some money aside. And we've done our due diligence as far as saving money, spending beneath our means. So here's a map that shows where everybody's strained by debt. You start looking at the map, and I'll tell you what, how the debt-to-income ratio looked in 1989 was here. Now, that's the first quarter of 2025. And you can see the debt ratios there. And you take a look at how they looked in 1989. And there's another chart there. And then 1999. So $1.24 of debt per $1 of annual income. So it's costing you 24 cents more to live. That's what I'm getting out of this thing. And the highest is out in Idaho. So if it's a dollar, it's costing you $2.06. And I imagine Hawaii would be the same and Alaska would be the same. But we're looking at debt ratios. and say, well, what does that do for me? I live in Vermont. Well, it costs you $1.32 for every dollar. Or I live in Kentucky, $1.24. Or I live in West Virginia, $1.24 for every dollar. And you can get this on the Facebook page. This is one of the stories that we're talking about, okay? Now, 24 trillion and counting, these are the world's largest economies. And you take a look at this chart. And this is done by Visual Capitalists, okay? And they have a listing of the countries. But $124 trillion, the world economy in 2026, as it's going to be in 2026, for Asia, North America, Europe, and South America, Middle East, and so forth. You look at the countries, the GDP. Gross domestic product in billions. U.S. has the number one ranking at 31 billion. China's at 20 billion. Germany's at 5. Then India, then 4. Then Japan is 4. UK is 4. And everybody else on down the line. Gross domestic product. We have a big economy, then why do we have a lot of debt? Why do we have a lot of people needing food assistance? Something to think about. Well, these states were the most American needed, and most Americans needing housing assistance. And people are saying, well, we need housing assistance because housing is too cheap, is too expensive. It used to be years ago that you could rent an apartment in Columbus, Ohio for $300 a month, and it was a decent apartment. You had two parking spaces, you had a decent two-bedroom apartment, maybe with a bath and a half, a living room, a kitchen, a laundry area, for $300 a month. Now you look at it, and I believe it's going for like $1,200 a month minimum. That's scary. And then you have subsidized rent. I mean, when I lived in apartments, I didn't have any subsidized rent. I paid by the month. And I had a nice apartment in a nice area of Columbus. Later on, I moved to Upper Arlington, which was a lot nicer area than where I lived on the east side of Columbus. And I think I was paying $300 to $400 a month for an apartment there. I was in a very nice area. Upper Arlington is not a poor end of town. It's a very well-to-do city. And houses there would go from any place from, at that time, probably $250,000 on up into the six figures. So that was Upper Arlington. Worthington was the same. It's a higher income area out there. But housing assistance, you know, per 1,000 residents in 2024, that was a 24 figure. I'd hate to see what it is in 26 because housing is really out of sight. Oh, and you didn't think I would be talking about University of Findlay? Well, let's see what we've got here.
Hey, did you hear? The results are in.
They're in.
Oh, hey, it looks like this will be yours. Hey, I heard the news. Congratulations and welcome to Oiler Nation.
Welcome to Oiler Nation.
Congratulations. Welcome to the Findlay family.
We can't wait to have you join our campus community. Go Oilers.
Welcome to Oiler Nation.
Congratulations. You did it. Congratulations.
Congratulations on your acceptance. Welcome to Oiler Nation.
Go Oilers.
Oh, yeah. Go Oilers, especially football. Oh, hey, I forgot to say something. Basketball, pre-coaches, a preseason coaches poll I believe University of Finley is rated number 19th in the country in NCAA Division II basketball. I don't get up to their football games that much, but I do make their basketball games. And by golly, I'm looking forward to this season because they ought to have a real good team. So much for sports, NCAA Division II. It's good small school sports. But if you want to get an education, go to the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio. It's www.findley.edu. They've got a 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio. They've got 4,700 students on campus. They've got 40 states they've represented. They've got 41 countries. Ohio's most affordable colleges. Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges. That's an important thing. Money Magazine. Best Midwestern colleges in 2025 from the Princeton Review. And Best Colleges in America in 2024 Money Magazine. You have to check out the University of Findlay. I'm not partial just because I went there. I mean, my God, I've gone to 6 different colleges and universities for different courses and so forth. But I'll tell you what, the University of Findlay is a good school, great professors, good facilities. And Findlay, Ohio is an all-American city and plenty of stuff to do in Findlay, okay? Check them out, University of Findlay at www.findley.edu. Dr. Kathy Fell is the president of the university and she will be retiring in 2026. She's done a fantastic job while she's been there. Very nice person. Very nice. Well, let's see what else is going on here. Oh, yeah. How to maximize your retirement savings.
Talk about some of the tips that you have for folks. First of all, you got to look at your retirement accounts, you say, and maximize those contributions. How do you do that?
Well, walk down to your employee benefit department and check in on what you've been contributing and what you have contributed year to date. The contribution limits for 2025 are $23,500 for employees under age 50, $31,000 for those who are age 50 and older. And then this year, there's a special catch-up contribution for people who are 60 to 63. They can contribute up to $34,750. So if you're below those contribution limits, do all that you can to maybe increase the amount you're saving toward your retirement. And the good news is, you know, that money goes in pre-tax, so that can lower your taxable income for 2025.
And do most people do this regularly, Bob?
I'd say they don't. You know, most people contribute, say, 6% of their own money, and the company chips in another 3%, so they're saving maybe 9% of their income. So if you're earning, say, $100,000, that's $9,000, and you're leaving a lot on the table if you have extra income. And for those people who might be expecting a bonus in 2025 and they receive it in 2026, this would be a good time to say, okay, well, I'm going to get some extra money. I'll cut into my current expenses to save a little bit more in anticipation of getting a bonus. So I'd say this November is a good time to sort of start looking at how much more you can contribute and get as close as possible to the contribution limits.
And then, Bob, the other thing that is governed by the calendar is, of course, open enrollment. And in particular this year, ACA, the Affordable Care Act enrollment, is going to be under even more scrutiny because we don't know what the subsidy situation is going to look like. So what do people need to be aware of when they are considering whether to enroll?
Yeah, so at the moment, the enhanced advanced premium tax credit goes away. So if you were receiving that in this current year, it's unlikely to continue. Your premiums are likely to increase next year if you're above the 150% of the federal poverty line. Expect that there'll be a lot of plans offered in your area. In some cases, there might be 100 plans offered. These plans range from bronze to platinum, and it really takes a lot of work to evaluate which plan is best for you. Don't focus on the premium if you're eligible for ACA and you anticipate enrolling in an ACA plan. Focus on the network. Are your doctors in the network? And worry less about the premium.
And what about things like whether to contribute to your HSA, for example?
Yeah, this is, the HSA is called the triple tax advantage account. The money goes in tax-free, it grows tax-free, it comes out tax-free if you use it for eligible medical expenses. Right now, the limits there are $4,300 for individuals and $8,550 for families. And the one bit of advice I would give people is try not to use your HSA for current medical expenses. It was designed to be an IRA for healthcare expenses in retirement. And if you are investing the money for retirement, don't invest in, say, a money market. Invest in something that will provide you with long-term growth, like a S&P 500 index fund or something like that.
All right. That's a really interesting point. Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. I think we learned a lot on that one. The next one we've got is warning signs on jobs. Let's see what this is.
Doomed is the U.S. worker alley.
That is an existential question, Brian. I think, look, AI, of course, productivity gains across the board. At least that's the expectation. And for shareholders of these companies, that's ultimately a good thing. That means your margins are going to improve. That means you're going to be more productive across the board. But it is fundamentally changing how people approach hiring. And we did hear from several of the big bank CEOs, JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, Goldman Sachs, even Walmart, all talking about how there's an incentive not to hire as much within this environment and see if AI can replace some of that manpower. Now, this is happening at the same time that you have an immigration crackdown that's fundamentally changing the labor market. So how are companies going to continue to absorb this? How is the stock market going to absorb this? If we get jobs reports and there's, you know, consistently less than 100,000 jobs added a month, is that just the new normal? What's the digestion period for markets to accept that, for the overall economy to adjust? So is a worker doomed? I don't think so. I use AI pretty much in my everyday life at this point, and it still can't do things that humans can do. If anything, I do think it just makes you more productive. So at this point in the game, I don't think humans are doomed. That doesn't mean the story can't change down the line, but it does feel like we still need that human connection and that those human jobs to remain.
Allie Canal standing up for the American worker. I love it, Allie. Chat over to you. But does doom and gloom on the labor market actually mean good things for the stock market?
To a certain degree, if you get labor force productivity that gaps significantly higher, that can bolster GDP growth, which of course could bolster earnings. But one has to be mindful that if this really is a transformation where you get labor as a percentage of population that's 5 or 6% lower than it is today, consumption patterns will fall significantly. And on the back of that, one has to be mindful about the total amount of the population growth here in the United States, which is really rolling over. So overall, Washington Crossing Advisors is optimistic about GDP growth at around 2.5% over the next 7 to 10 years, well above Federal Reserve.
And as you know, when the doom will set in for the market, when Elon Musk figures out how to make the perfect hand for his Optimus robots. Like right now, like these fingers work. He hasn't figured that out yet. I mean, emphasis on yet.
He hasn't, but he has said that an Optimus robot could be your surgeon down the line and that it will end poverty. So look, there's definitely lofty expectations for AI and for robotics, and how doomed is the labor force? I mean, it doesn't help when you see headlines from companies like Meta saying that they're going to lay off workers from their AI unit, certainly. So a lot of what we're hearing are anecdotes and also these headlines. But if there is one silver lining, is that we know that this is going to be a transformative a technology and that it will transform every single industry. But we don't know what the jobs will be in the future that AI will create. And that's the silver lining really to look at for the future.
I realize this, Annette, I always come to you with my most bizarre questions. And I apologize for that. I can't help myself. It just happens.
I killed them.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that was something else. Oh, we've got some technical issues here. What's going on? I just got a black screen. Holy cow. Oh, now we're coming back. I don't know what caused that. I have no idea. Just everything started to black out. Oh, what else do we have going here? We've just got a few minutes left to go. MoneyWise had a thing on golden years don't have to go down the drain. Here's how to keep your savings flowing strong in retirement for those of you that are retired. I got this on Yahoo, and I'll tell you what, there's just a lot of things, but build your bridge fund before you retire. Best to protect against the risk is to create a bridge fund, a pool of stable assets you can live on until Social Security begins. And then if you get on Social Security, that's not going to be enough to sustain anybody. I know they told me when I retired, I was going to get $750 a month. And then I got this other notice just before it was supposed to kick in, and it said you're only going to get $250 because you work for the government. I think I got railroaded on that one because I actually worked in private business for quite a while, and I should get the benefits I paid in. That's the way I feel. Consider the tax implications. Many retirees overlook how the timing of their withdrawals can affect the taxes, you know, especially if you have a 401k. And you can read this on our Facebook page down in the comments section. So, you know, a lot of things to consider. And if you're retired, it's going to be difficult to recreate things, okay, if you didn't save in advance or if you didn't have that perfect job that gave you a lot of money so you could retire comfortably. And that's a problem. And I know that I have some investments and I do get a little bit of money from that. But then I keep turning things over in certificate of deposits because it's earning interest, more interest than what you could get other places. And I still keep telling the guys in the bank where I have my CDs, when are you going to get those 10% CDs? And they start laughing. Because the most I can get is a little bit over 4%. Whereas a couple years ago, it was like 5% on some of the investments. And you have to let them hold your money for 13 months. So it's a difficult thing. And you have to prepare and make sure that you've got your health insurance is covered, you've got food on the table, and your bills are paid off, and make sure that you're not in debt. And that's why I always sell this point. Pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, make sure you're stocked up on your medications, you have the clothing for the season, you got your blue tarps, your heating units are taken care of. And you really have to consider things in advance before you retire. And a lot of people don't. And then they start ending up on some type of a government subsidy. And things get tough. And they're getting tougher. And personally, the way I'm looking at things right now, if the government they're still playing politics, and we don't get something taken care of by December, we could be in one mess. And that's why you want to be prepared. Hey, oh yeah, by the way, do you have flashlights? Do you have batteries? Do you have a generator? Solar panels? You have to have power and an alternative power if the power goes out. And I just saw that posted. I believe that was in Facebook. Somebody posted that. So you have to be prepared. You're not just going to be a prepper. You're just going to try to make sure that you can feed your family, that you can heat your house, that you have gasoline to go someplace in your car, or if you need a bicycle, one of those. Anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week for Money and Change. You can go to our Facebook site and check it out. And I'm just going to go right back there right now. And Everything that we talked about is in the comments section. And everything gets updated a couple times a week. Okay, so you can also check out our past shows that we've done. And as soon as this show is off the air, in about an hour, I will upload the show on YouTube to this page. And so if you have a problem viewing on YouTube, also check on Rumble, because we are there, rumble.com. And that is usually 1 to 2 days past the show time. So by Tuesday, you should be able to see our show there. Just look for Trim Radio. Okay? With that, guys, that's all I've got. Remember, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, make sure you have your medications, clothing for the season, batteries, good first aid kit, and watch your sales. Watch your sales for food, okay? If you have to use the food pantry and there's one available, if you're needy, use it. Don't be bashful. Everybody's got to eat, okay? With that, guys, that's all I've got. I want you to have a good week, and I will see you Wednesday on My World, right here on the Trim Radio Network. And hopefully I'll have a guest. And by the way, hi, Jerry. I see you in the chat room. Have a good night, guys. See you later.